Number seven, balance between the new and the old, or the novel and the familiar. Every melody must have enough recognizable elements to provide stability, but enough of the novel to prevent the listener from anticipating every melodic, harmonic, or rhythmic occurrence. In other words, you want some recognizable stuff and some surprises. There's a lot of different ways to do this. I think the easiest way is to just get a little theme and then repeat the theme, but sometimes depart from the theme. So if I do my A minor thing we were doing and go 1, 2, 3, 4, like, purposefully did some harmonically off stuff at the very end, but even in between I departed from the theme a little bit and gave little, so it was a total balance of structure and surprise. I've done a lot of this in another presentation that I mentioned, which is building a solo, but this is motivic soloing at its best. Like, you're using a motif, a little germ of an idea. The way I like to play, and you can make up your own way to do it, but the way I like to play is you get a little theme, and you're sort of riffing off that. You're repeating it as much as you think is sort of helpful for the listener to follow along, but you're also deviating from it. But then you're also open to the next motif that comes, and it comes from the exploration bit. Like, the deviation from the motif, the first motif, gives you an idea for what the second motif should be, and then you play around with that, and then perhaps you even play around with both of them. I'm going to try and demonstrate this. 1, 2, 3, 4, so. So here's what happened. If you listen to that, the motif was clear, like ding 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 ding, and then I went to do a different motif, and it was kind of triplety based, but then I went back to the original motif, and then when I went tried to go back to the second motif, I couldn't quite remember it, so I just adapted it to the best of my ability and played some triplety thing. So in the end, I had three motifs, but it's just because I couldn't remember the second motif, so in the end I started working with motif 1 and motif 3, if that makes any sense at all. But anyway, the point is I was having fun and in control of my motifs, except for, you know, forgetting one a little bit, but I covered for it by just making up of something similar. So there's no harm done. You know, it doesn't have to be a rigid thing, but it's more than just playing random notes. It's being in control of ideas and letting ideas govern. That's probably the most important point of the whole thing, is what is your idea in the moment? You know, if you're just playing random notes, then your listener's not going to, there's nothing for them to grab onto. It's just a pile of notes. You need an idea at any given moment. Also notice that my two ideas, that was an intervallic thing, like the flat 7 down to 5. Whereas the other thing was a rhythmic motif, which could be applied anyway, like that was the second motif. So first motif was more about the intervals, second motif was about the rhythm. So instinctively, I made a variety of that too. Like, you don't want to only think in pitches and ignore the rhythm. And you don't want to only think about the rhythm and ignore the pitches. That gives you a lot to play around with and a lot to think about, and I hope you do so. And that's only one way to do it as well. You know, balance between the old and the new, or the novel and the familiar. You know, working with a motif, that's only one way to do it. There are hundreds of ways to do it, probably.